What causes you to compare yourself to others? How does comparing myself with other people affect my mental health? These are very deep questions. Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Life is an Art podcast with me, Maggie. I just want to appreciate you for tuning into today's podcast. And I want to introduce two new segments to this podcast. Some one I used to do back in season 4, and one is something that I've picked up from another podcast, and I feel like it's such a nice way to introduce a podcast. So one is we're gonna lean on to daily affirmations. You know that affirmations are a very powerful tool to do in your everyday life. So I feel like this is just a perfect affirmation for you and me, especially in this season that we are in life. There's so much happening around us, and it's just very important that we look inwards and internalize who we are in this different positions that we are in. So today's affirmation will be: through the power of my thoughts and words, incredible transformations are happening in me and within my life right now. Through the power of my thoughts and words, incredible transformations are happening in me and within my life right now. This is a powerful affirmation, and this is a powerful affirmation that is used by CEOs and business owners and just people who really need to remind themselves their first reason to why they do the things that they do. So I really do hope that it speaks to you and you understand that you have powerful thoughts and you have a powerful mind and you are enough just the way you are. And sliding into the second segment I want to introduce to you is: what piqued my interest this week? There's so many things that I get to see and experience, and I'm always like, this would be such a good discussion or a nice way to tell you something that happened in my life recently. So two things. One is, depending on how you look at it, can be embarrassing, but for me it's just a lesson learned of like, I really don't care what the world, just not like I really don't care, like a new blanket I'm coming into of, I really don't care what you think or the world thinks. I'm confident in my decisions, and even if something bad happens, I am gonna own up and walk through, because at the end of the day, it's my life. And this has been such an amazing journey because I've been practicing it in places where there's so many strangers. But I didn't know that that practice would come in very handy very quickly. So the other day I was getting some products for my hair, and I went to the supermarket and I got everything that I needed. So I went to pay. Then I found that I had lost one of my ATMs. It was not in my card holder. I have a card holder as opposed to a wallet. And I checked through and I found one of my other. I have three ATMs. So one is clearly, I blocked that ATM card. The second one was working. But however, I was trying to pay and it was telling me, pain denied, access denied. The line was piling up. And it was getting intense. And then I reminded myself, like, I really don't even know these people, and I'm caring so much about what they're thinking and how embarrassing this moment is. But you know what? This happens. It happens to everybody. They're just going to take the products and take them to the counter, and I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. And the self-talk just boosted my confidence. It was denied three times. I don't even know why. I was trying so hard to get access. And only for me, after the whole drama has happened, I've told them it's okay. And the lady behind me was like, you can use M-Pesa. M-Pesa is a payment, phone payment method. And I was like, unfortunately, my phone is off. I can't use my M-Pesa. So she was very kind and nice to me. But the lady at the counter was looking at me like, you don't have money. But in all honesty, because I've been practicing, not caring what people say or think around me, especially strangers, it wasn't as bad, you know? And I walked out and remembered, oh, I did not activate my ATM card when I was given by the bank. So I need to activate it so that I can access money. But in that moment, did I remember? I didn't. So that was quite an interesting segment in my life to this week. And to follow through with one more that actually happened today, today I saw a very powerful quote that had a picture of a heart holding the brain's hand. So just an emoji of a heart holding a brain's hand, and they're walking. And the quote said, follow your heart, but take your mind with you. That is next level. It's just like follow your heart, sure, but take your mind with you. And so that you can have the two. It's amazing. I don't know. You can interpret it however you like it, but it's such a powerful quote. And yeah, so we're gonna enter into today's topic because it's very dear and near to my heart. It's something that I have struggled with. I continue to struggle with, but I have learned and I've pushed through each and every single day. And I'm gonna be sharing some good tips and the reason why we actually do it and how we can just navigate the whole comparing ourselves and comparing our lives to other people and comparing our lives to the world and just in general to the things that are around us. So I stay tuned. Many of us have had the quote, comparison is the thief of joy. This was actually done, a quote that was given by a president in the US, I think, called Theodore. He is the person who said, comparison is the thief of joy. And it is absolutely true. Then I came across another quote that said, comparison is the thief of self-confidence. Absolutely, because comparison can lead you to have very low self-esteem, become very anxious, and even depressed because why is my life not going the way so and so life is going? It's quite a question that we ask ourselves each and every time. And right now, with this new era of social media, and it's all you can see and it's all you can think about sometimes. There's so many triggers around us that make us want to compare ourselves. But as I was doing my research on this, I found that it is human to compare ourselves. This goes beyond years, BCs and ADs of the years, because it's human nature to compare yourself with the surroundings around you. And the reason we find there's an experiment that was done, and the reason we find ourselves comparing ourselves to people around us, it's because that enables us to form an opinion of our abilities. It's actually scientific. Like, whoa. I just want to pose a question. Why do you compare yourself? What triggers you to compare yourself to other people? And how does that make you feel? Because it can go both ways. It can be very empowering and it can be very demeaning when you compare yourself, depending on where you're leaning. So it's quite a slippery slope when you think about it. Comparing yourself to others. Wow. So I have a story time about this whole topic. I actually find myself in this situation so many times, and I was like, how comes we've never talked about it in this podcast? Because I have learned to grow and grow and go through that and identify my triggers and know when to stop comparing myself and just the ability to know that this is real life and this is just another day on the social medias, you know? But actually, the reason why we compare ourselves is because there are six deep explanations according to science. One, I've told you, it's human nature, and it's just human nature, and we just wanna. It's just how the society is when you think about it. Because how are we able to say that that person is successful and that person is not? It's because we are constantly comparing. But I'm not interested in all that. I want us to dive straight into the point of how can you stop comparing yourself that with other people, you know? And the things that you use to compare yourself with. So, we're gonna just dive deep into this topic without So another reason why we compare ourselves is because it's an expression of our insecurities, you know? You know, us as human, we look at the world in a way that confirms that what we already believe of ourselves. So there's a psychological thing that I found that so if you think life is abundant and full of opportunities, you'll see possibilities everywhere. And if you believe that the earth is a flaming hellhole that is unfair to you, then opportunities will be hard to spot. So it's the same thing. When you're comparing yourself and feeling bad about yourself, all you'll see are the things that make you feel bad about yourself. So when you see comparison, this is usually comes from a part that you feel insecure and shaky, and this part can scan the world around you, seeking to confirm what you really believe about it. It's true. If this part of you thinks you are falling behind than your peers, then it will be evident everywhere you look. Have you ever wondered? Have you ever seen, or for instance, when my sister bought a car, for the very first time my sister got a car, and she bought this white Toyota Alphard, and I had never seen that vehicle ever in my life. Then all of a sudden, I'm in the roads, and all I can see and spot is that car, you know? Has something like that ever happened to you? Or you were talking about, like, there's a time me and my friend were looking for an apartment and for her, and all I could see after the conversation we had are buildings with empty houses. It's funny when you put something in your mind, then it automatically reflect, like, the world kind of shows you, yeah? That's what you can see. It's like a magnifying glass above of your brain. Like you are talking about this, and that's what you can see. Like when we used to play a game called, or if you say the same thing with a person at the same time, then you pinch them and they look for a color, and all of a sudden your mind is opened and you've been taught to look for blue, and you see blue in the smallest, even in the sweater, the smallest tint of blue, you'll see it because you're actively looking for it. So if you're constantly comparing yourself with this person and saying that, oh, because of your insecurity and you feel like you're failing, and automatically the world shows you exactly what you need to see. It magnifies that. Now everybody has a car. Now everybody has a good job. Now everybody's getting pregnant. Now everybody's getting married because it's a reflection of the insecurities and the that you've been having, and that's why you find yourself comparing yourself. So this is something I have come to learn, and it's when you think about it, it's actually very powerful. So when now if earlier in the quote, so now if you see abundance in the world and opportunities in the world, and that's exactly what you'd see. So there was an influencer who was talking about how money to her has never been a problem because she's always seeked abundance and has always seen opportunities. And I was like, how is that even possible? But it's actually very true, because if that's what you want to see and that's the worldview that you have, then that's exactly what you will see, because now the world will present itself as a world of opportunities. It's just insane to even comprehend, but it's actually true when you come to think about it. There is a powerful quote by Oprah that said, "You are only on this planet to be you, not someone else. Limitations of yourself. This journey is about learning to become more of who you are and fulfilling the highest, truest expression of yourself as a human being." If you love authenticity and being authentic to your true self, then these tips will work for you, as they have continued to work for me. And there's so many things, so many triggers, so we're just gonna go straight to it. And that is, how can you stop comparing yourself? You know, how can you stop? So number one, let's limit our time on social media, because I always ask myself, back when there was no social media or a platform to compare yourself with, how did people used to interact with one another, or even how was life? Because when I think of a young child who is, of course, nowadays children are on their tablets and computers and TV as a form of learning, of course, but all you could think about when I was a child, it's the game that we were gonna play, it's the interactions that we were gonna interact with. And I couldn't see more than maybe when my friend gets a new hairdo, or they buy a car, or they, you know, like those things, you'd be like, oh, why does my family doesn't have a car? And so with social media now, all of that is elevated and put in one device that you can scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll, and you keep on seeing highlights of people's life over and over again, and you know where you want to be, so automatically you'll find yourself comparing yourself with other people. And but when you limit that, when you set timers for your social media, then I think it will be easier for you. Like it was for me. Like, it came a point where I was like, you know what, enough. You know, when I go to LinkedIn, someone's getting a new job. When I go to social media, someone has bought a car, someone is married, someone has kids, someone has, you know, someone has something you do not have. And it's very human nature to find yourself slipping into that. Oh my God, am I failing in life? Am I doing the best I could do? Why is my life like this? You know, it's very simple. But when you quiet the noise and focus on your own authentic self, then you'll be able to live your life and not some version of your life, you know? Another tip is, focus on what you already have and not what you do not have. Like, it's very easy to forget what you have because you're so much craving what you do not have, and you forget to appreciate what you already have. So that's one. Just try to focus on what you already have. You have a good life. You have accomplished some sort of stuff, you know. And that makes me go to the second point of, like, be grateful. Let me tell you, just being grateful opens up your eyes and heart to levels you cannot even imagine. I have decide, when people say have a grateful journal, have a grateful jar and stuff like that, just when you limit your time on social media, you get to see the world open up in ways that you never think. You notice the smallest of details and the smallest of kindness in the world, just by not being on social media all the time. So just be grateful, focus on what you already have, other than what you do not have, you know. Another thing that helps with stop comparing yourself is just document your wins. Like, it's very easy when everybody's winning, and you feel like you're not winning, to forget that what got you there in the first place. So let's just write our wins, you know. And on the second one, it's like, let's write a love letter to ourselves. You know, when you write a love letter to yourself, expressing the love that you have for yourself, then you notice that you don't really need to compare yourself with anyone, just yourself. So you know, cultivate your mood boosters, you know. Cultivate your mood boosters. Another thing I also found very important, that was such a silly idea that I and my friend were doing, is a compliment log. So sometimes it's very easy to forget, but we try to write compliments that we received from people in throughout the week, and we put them somewhere. So when we were feeling down and we could look at the jar, it's almost filled up, and it was like, I'm actually a very good person, and I'm actually a very smart, wise, intelligent, beautiful, powerful, I'm succeeding, I have done things, you know. It can help boost your confidence. So it's such a good way to do it. Another thing, it's like, when you combat the object that you're comparing yourself to, or someone that you're comparing yourself to, into just a person of inspiration instead of a person of rival, it kind of helps stop comparing and just look at them from a point of, oh, I'm very inspired, I want to do this, other than from a point of like, why am I not able to do this the way that person is able to do it. And then another important thing is just get to know your triggers, you know. Get to know what triggers you, what makes you compare yourself to others. You know, it could be coming from a point of low self-esteem, it could be coming from a point of depression, low anxiety. You know, what is triggering you to feel the need to compare yourself with people? Are you in an environment that constantly puts you down, that you have no way of not seeing yourself in the lens of other people and comparing yourself with other people? So is it social media? Is it your parents? Is it your friend? Is it, what is it? So just constantly remember to know your triggers and stay away from that, from those things, you know. One more thing, challenge your beliefs, you know. Underneath all those painful thoughts, you might find that some beliefs about yourself or the world, since they are the filters through which you see the world, and it can be helpful to just look into that and track why you're having certain questions like, I'm failing, I'm falling behind, I'll never be as good as them. So once you identify these beliefs, you just try and reflect, is this belief true? Can I absolutely know that the belief is true without the shadow of doubt? Am I actually a failure? You know, some of those questions can help. Another one that I found so funny and interesting is like, name that critic in your head. I don't know, maybe we call that critic in our head Simon. And so that you'll be able to have a conversation with Simon, like, Simon, why are you doing this to me? Why are we having these thoughts? It's not right. You know, it can be a therapeutic way of just communicating. And so it's just an interesting way of doing things. So maybe you can try. I want to try it. So I want to name my inner critic Simon. So just know that, I just want us to know that before we even go to more and more points of how to stop comparing ourselves, just a reminder that comparing yourself with others will kill your self-esteem. Comparing yourself with others will with social media and all those can cause insecurity, body insecurity, depression, anxiety. It's just not a good thing to have, you know? And then comparing yourself with others, this is very huge, can separate you from your own identity. So because you will never know who you are as an individual, when reminding yourself that you're unique, you have your own interests, you're talented, you have your own values, but if you continue, you're so deep into what people think, what you watch on TVs, what your parents have told you, what social media, then it can be a very difficult task, but you can absolutely do it, you know. So just know, when you compare yourself to others, it's like you're stepping away from your sense of self and just measuring yourself with other people's, you know, rulers and yardsticks and just so many. So in totality, in a conclusion, a few more things that you can try, you know, think of yourself as a character of the movie, you know, where you play the lead, and imagine that other people aren't there to make you feel bad about yourself, but just to empower you and teach you and nurture you, you know. Just, and then keep track of every moment that you compare yourself to others and get to know, why am I doing this, you know. The only way to stop something is when you know the underneath, the root, you know. Another thing is just when you start comparing yourselves, you just need to stop, because this is a self-centered emotion, and just look around you and shift those thoughts to helping someone you've been wanting to help and inspire. So yeah, so in conclusion of this amazing topic, I really do hope that you have learned something, and you will see the reason why comparing yourself is the thief of your joy, it's the thief of your confidence, it's the thief of it's what's standing between you and your, and you being your authentic self and your greatest self. And I hope you can, if nothing, limit your time on social media, because people say it and you know it, that this is just highlights of people's life. And when you compare yourself so much to other people's success, you need to ask yourself, if they give you their life in a whole package, would you really love it? You've seen the scandals that some of your celebrity favorites have and comes with, and you're like, okay, you want the success, you want the money, you want the praise, you want the fame, but what comes with it, you know? There's addiction that comes behind that. There is just so much. And ask yourself, yes, I'm comparing myself to this person, but am I ready to take up the what's behind the curtain, behind the math, behind everything? And if the answer is no, which often it's no, you know, then how, just let's just try and be authentic. Like Oprah say, I'm going to repeat this because this is very powerful as we conclude the podcast. You're only on this planet to be you and not someone else, and not even a limitation of you, an imitation of you. Your life's journey is about learning to become more of who you are and fulfilling the highest, truest expression of yourself as a human being. That has been my time. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, and I hope that you learned something, you took something with you. And if you think that you have a friend who might benefit from this podcast, please share. And I'll see you next week. Yeah, so bye.